Eddie was sure they were letting folks through the roadblocks if they could show proper identification, but he ignored that issue in favor of something else. "Want to tell me you couldn't find your way out of that town without seeing a single cop if it suited your fancy?" There was a brief pause. In it, Eddie became aware of someone at his elbow. He didn't turn to look. It was Roland. Who else in this world would smell, subtly but unquestionably, of another world? "Oh, well," Cullum said at last. "Maybe I do know a woods road or two that come out over in Lovell. It's been a dry summer, and I guess I could get me truck up 'em. One or two. Well, say three or four." A pause, which Eddie didn't break. He was having too much fun. "Five or six," Cullum amended, and Eddie chose not to respond to this either. "Eight," Cullum said at last, and when Eddie laughed, Cullum joined in. "What's on your mind, son?" Eddie glanced at Roland, who was holding out a tin of aspirin between the two remaining fingers of his right hand. Eddie took it gratefully. "I want you to come over to Lovell," he said to Cullum. "Seems like we might have a little more palavering to do after all." "Aye, and it seems like I must have known it," Cullum said. "Although it was never right up on the top of my mind. Up there I kept thinking I'll be getting on the road to Montpelier soon. And still I kept finding one more thing and one more thing to do around here. If you'd have called 5 minutes ago, you would have gotten a busy. I was on the phone to Charlie Beamer. It was his wife and sister-in-law that got killed in the market, don't you know? And then I thought, what the hell, I'll just give the whole place a good sweep before I put my gear in the back of the truck and go. Nothing up on top is what I'm saying, but down underneath I guess I've been waiting for your call ever since I got back here. Will you be, Turtleback Lane?" Eddie popped open the aspirin tin and looked greedily at the little lineup of tablets. Once a junkie, always a junkie, he reckoned, even when it came to this stuff. "Aye, yeah," he said, with his tongue only partly in his cheek.